All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The CDC's recommendations for Thanksgiving travel and Rhode Island and New Hampshire now have new guidelines. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Bobby Brown Jr. had flu-like symptoms before his death, but hear what his family has to say about the speculation he died from COVID-19.
Leroy has your sports.
And competitors clashed last night and not an athlete was in sight.
But first, with COVID cases surging, the CDC urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. They're also asking people not to spend the holiday with people from outside their household. Governor Baker and Mayor Walsh have made the same plea as new community data was released, stating that 62 cities and towns are now considered high risk for the virus. They include Attleboro, Brockton, Chelsea, Everett, Fall River, Lawrence, Lowell, Malden, New Bedford, Revere, Taunton, and Woburn. Meanwhile, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo has announced new restrictions there for 2 weeks starting November 30th. Bars, gyms, and casinos,
boy,
Melissa, will close.
Twin River.
And also, most high schools will move to remote learning. Companies there will also be required to have most employees work from home. And in New Hampshire, where cases have surged in recent weeks, Governor Sununu announced a statewide mask mandate requiring most residents to wear face coverings in public. The mask mandate takes effect today for everyone over the age of 5 if they can't stay at least 6 feet from people outside their own household. And that order remains in effect through January 15th.
The big question.
Yes.
Is it coming?
By it, you mean...
I was waiting to see how long it was going to take you to figure out what I'm trying to say. Is it coming to Massachusetts? Are we getting the big shutdown? I mean, here's the deal. Usually, New Hampshire is usually the last state to do anything like a mask mandate. So now that they're doing a mask mandate, okay, and you got Rhode Island shutting down for a couple weeks, is Massachusetts next?
I will say no.
Not at all. No shutdown.
Shutdown like in the past?
Yes.
In the beginning?
Like the non-essential businesses have to close.
I think Boston might. Not necessarily
the whole state. Yeah, I think more like Boston, but not the whole state.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I think, too. So that would mean, wait, so is Everett considered Boston? It's not, right?
Listen, Everett needs to shut down. My parents are 2 seconds away from being put in prison.
Stop
in their house. They're going to be like, you're not allowed to walk outside and take your garbage out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, it's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Megan Thee Stallion, today is a big day for her. She had a huge sales day of her Fashion Nova clothing line, selling over $1.2 million in the first 24 hours. But she also dropped her album, Good News, today. As expected, she does have a track on it dedicated to the Tory Lanez shooting incident. It's called Shots Fired, where she uses Biggie's Who Shot Ya Beach? And here's a clip.
Nothing beats that, but still.
You a prison bitch. You shot a 5'10 bitch with a 22. Talking about bones and tendons like them bullets wasn't pellets. A pussy with a gun in his fillet. Okay, he in the back sitting. He calling me a bitch. We all know this shit I could have came back with. He talking about his followers, dollars, and goofy shit. I told him you're not popping. You just
on the remix.
Oh.
Yes. She went in, and that was on track number one.
Double entendre, popping like a gun. Pow, pow, pow.
Wow. It is a really good album, by the way, if you listen to the whole thing. Like, check out this weekend if you have time, from beginning to end. It's actually really good. And soon, of course, after the album dropped, Tori became a trending topic on Twitter with people saying that she absolutely destroyed him in that track. So take a listen to it. Good news, Megan Thee Stallion album out today. Dr. Dre in an ugly battle with his soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole, over whether there was or wasn't a prenup in their marriage, which is obviously a huge deal, seeing as how Dre is worth $1 billion. Nicole says there was a prenup, but Dre ripped it up as a romantic gesture, therefore it's not valid. Well, Dre wants to clear all that up by having the 15 to 20 of their wedding guests show up in court to prove that didn't happen.
That's so awkward.
Imagine if you were one of those guests and now you have to sit there and testify against one of the people that you were going to the wedding for. No word if he will actually follow through, but just to remind you what's at stake here, Dr. Dre is worth anywhere from $800 million to $1 billion, and Nicole doesn't work, but claims she played an important role in Dre's career, which included being integral to the naming of his record label, Aftermath.
Wow. Amazing. How could he make all that music if he didn't have a name for his label? Hold on, let's go back to the wedding thing.
Okay.
Is being in court and using the answer, "Your Honor, I don't remember because I was trashed," is that acceptable? Because that would probably be my thing if I was one of the wedding guests.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
Yeah.
I was really drunk.
You could definitely, you know, be like, listen, I don't remember. It could have happened. It might not have happened. I don't remember seeing it.
They plead the drunk.
Yeah.
But Dre's my friend. Yes, he did it.
And the police are still investigating the death of Bobby Brown's son, Bobby Jr. But what we do know is he was experiencing flu-like symptoms in the days leading up to his death, which, of course, was leading people to speculate if he did pass away from COVID-19. But a source connected to the family was quick to shoot down those rumors, saying he did not pass away from COVID. And for the first time, we are hearing from Bobby, who said, quote, "Please keep my family in your prayers at this time. Losing my son at this point in our lives has devastated my family. There are no words to explain the pain," and no drugs were found on the scene, and police say no foul play was involved. All right, here is Leroy with sports.
All right, yesterday was National Hug a Gamer Day, and today is National Make Love to Your Gamer Who Doesn't Have a Brand New System Day, because apparently the shortages of the new PS5 and Xbox is being done on purpose. Damn it. Both companies don't want to waste any money. COVID plays has a role in all of this. It's just ridiculous. I know. I don't know what that was.
That was a gamer finishing after his woman made love to him.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Anyways, Gordon Hayward, he decided to opt out of his contract with the Celtics and to become an unrestricted free agent. However, he still has the options to re-sign with the Celtics or sign with the Celtics and then be traded to another team. So the saga continues. I'm sorry, but this right here is sports to me. I don't want to hear it. Jeezy versus Gucci went down last night in the versus battle.
An hour late.
Yes, an hour late, and the competition was tough. Close to 2 million people tuned in. The attention was high. A lot of people thought something was legit going to pop off, but it didn't. And in my opinion, Jeezy got the dub, and overall, the culture got the dub too. So it was great. And if the Pats are seriously going to make a run for the playoffs, they really can't afford to lose any more games. So it's the Pats, Texans, Sunday at 1 in Houston. Earlier in the show, Pebbles and Melissa, we did ask you for your locks of the week. Pebbles, once again, you said Pats 30-9. Are you sure?
I am absolutely
all
sure.
All right. She's sticking with it. All right. I don't think she's won. Well, she has won, but not by the score. Like, it never got close to 30-9. Anyways, Melissa,
I hit the 30.
I don't know. But yeah, but it wasn't 39.
I did. 9, I think, at some point, too. Like, I think
we got to work on that. Like, you can't keep giving that.
Well,
every
Romero
week.
Actually gave me the score this week. So,
I analyzed,
you know,
like, the defenses and, you know,
the weather conditions.
The weather conditions. Yes.
Don't they play in a dome? Yeah,
thank you.
They play in a dome.
They play in a dome.
In my calculations.
The wind might be.
There might be humidity.
Right.
The lies, man. The lies going on.
The non-winds.
Okay. Gotcha.
Melissa, you picked the Pats. You said 24 to 10. Are you confident in that?
Sticking with it.
All right. You sticking with that? And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. I usually don't do celebrities in good news, but I love Missy Elliott, so why not? So there's a woman named Ariana who tweeted a picture of her dream wedding dress. She also posted pictures of herself with her future husband. It was a $1,300 dress, and because they'd been saving money to move, she was worried that she wasn't going to be able to get it. So she's getting married in March. Missy responded to her tweet and congratulated her. Ariana was speechless and told Missy, hey, if you want to come to the wedding, you can if you want. And in a second tweet, Missy told Ariana, your dress is paid for now. I don't know you, but I saw you said the dress of your dreams, and I figured I would help you when I saw you post your Cash App. May blessings pour on you, your beautiful wedding day with your future husband. That's your good news in this report made up by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.